you know, Meshtastic would work in a community. You know, if there was a total breakdown, you know, there was no infrastructure, and you wanted to have like a some sort of a rudimentary text messaging service around a community, and you know, and then with some judicial planning and everything like that, you could probably set it up to work across into another community. But you know, those, yeah, you're right, they're not very good. They're good for like localized. After that, they become unreliable. They will work. I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff I see, you know, pop up on my display on mine. You know, it's like the hops it must have made, but it's just dumb luck, you know. It's like you try to, I'm going to send a message back to that guy. Well, you won't get there, you know. So, and I have, you know, very little luck. It's almost like, you know, messages get through, it's kind of a crapshoot. It's not real reliable. Could be, you know, I mean, in the situation. I think the biggest thing in all this prepper stuff is learning about power. You know, how are you going to power this stuff? How are you going to keep the batteries charged? You know, those are the things that, you know, you really got to learn about. If you just say, well, I'll just roll out my generator, you know, okay, you know, or I'll just use the cigarette lighter plug in the car. Okay, you know, I mean, but that's just pushing the crisis down the road now, isn't it? A little bit? I guess and no, but you learn about that stuff anyhow, you know, as far as battery powering things and, you know, power relationship to amp capacity, you know, things like that. So it's a great hobby for those guys that want to do that. And yeah, you're right. A lot don't even think about the radio part of it. It's, you know, has some water and food and clothing and, you know, things like that. You know, it's everybody's definition of a go kit is different. But increasingly, I think, thanks to the $10 Bofang, people are considering radios.